With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says a deal that he helped to hammer out between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas should hold up, even though he predicts it will have some ups and downs. If both sides agree, it should bring an end to their war. A Republican senator from Missouri is pushing legislation aimed at preventing judge shopping in federal courts. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Senator Eric Schmidt has introduced the Boasberg Act, named after U.S. District Judge Jeb Boasberg, who is accused of being a rogue judge and has repeatedly handled high-profile cases against President Trump's agenda. Schmidt says the measure would require random assignment of federal cases, increase transparency, and impose penalties for attempts to manipulate the process.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. The bill would also require reassignment of cases when Supreme Court rulings overturn lower court decisions. Supporters say the legislation would strengthen public confidence in an impartial judiciary. A high-profile election security measure is heading to California voters. More on that from correspondent Willie Nelson.
A California voter ID initiative known as Prop 39 has qualified for the 2026 ballot after gathering more than 1 million signatures. It would require government-issued ID for in-person voting and the last four digits of an ID for mail ballots. Democratic Attorney General Rob Bonta rewrote the official ballot title in language opponents call misleading, and proponents have sued claiming he violated election law. Willie Nelson, Los Angeles.
Also at SRN.com, the prediction market Polymarket now being sued by the state of New York. They say that the industry there has been carrying out illegal gambling, essentially, in the state in violation of its state laws. They're suing the company for billions of dollars, the latest development in the prediction market front. This is SRN News. Israel is making preparations for a big Christian event.
2030 is considered to be the 2000th anniversary of the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, and Israel's foreign ministry says it's laying the groundwork now for a major celebration. Thousands of Christians visit the Jordan every year, and the government expects a huge surge in 2030. Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says he will seek to, quote, deepen dialogue with churches and Christian leaders worldwide and prepare for the arrival of the pilgrims. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Texas appeals court has dismissed an injunction that forced a Houston-area midwife to close her clinics. The court ruled that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office relied solely on an anonymous email as evidence that Maria Rosas had violated the state's 2022 abortion ban. The appeals court did not give an opinion on the validity of the accusations against Rosas. Paxton's office plans to appeal that decision. This is SRN News. Also at SRNNews.com, it was a winning session for the most part on Wall Street on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up by 276 points. The S&P 500 was up by 52, and the NASDAQ gained 251. The stock market has been doing pretty well, despite the fact that there's been renewed tension between the U.S. and Iran and a lot of missiles flying back and forth in the Strait of Hormuz. A pilot has survived a military jet crash in California.
The U.S. Marine Corps says a pilot is in stable condition after ejecting from a military jet that crashed near Miramar Air Base near San Diego. The F-35B stealth fighter went down in a field. Video showed a plume of black smoke surrounded by flame-retardant foam, along with military vehicles and firefighters at the scene spraying down the smoking wreckage. Wade Lott says he saw the crash from his truck as he drove to work at a local concrete company. Lott says he...
That is Jennifer King. More at SRNews.com.